You're listening to The Point. There was a time when it was the norm for white actors to perform on stage in blackface to portray black and brown characters. Even black actors playing the role of black characters had to appear in blackface. The name of the first black actor to play the lead role of a black character on Broadway was Charles S. Gilpin, a name not familiar to many, nor is the story of events leading up to that historic moment. Filmmaker Arthur Eggerly hopes to change that with the new film, which he directed and produced, titled The Black Emperor of Broadway. Arthur, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mindy. A pleasure to be here.
Also with us is the lead actress in the film, Naiju Okoro, who portrays Charles' wife, Florence. Welcome to you as well.
Hi, thank you.
So, Arthur, when did you first learn about the accomplishments of Charles Gilpin, and what drew you to his story?
Mindy, I grew up in a town where Eugene O'Neill was a mythical figure, and I still live in that town. Every day I pass a marker, you know, a stone marker with engraving about this is the place where Eugene O'Neill's first breakout play, appeared. So, and I was interested in doing a story about him, a movie about Eugene O'Neill, and I was working with a writer named Ian Bowater, and little clues started coming up that maybe he wasn't the greatest person we thought he was. And then Ian called me from Florida, and he was in a park there, and there was a play being performed in theater in the park called N. And you can almost guess what N is about. And it's about Charles Gilpin and Eugene O'Neill, and it was written by Gilpin's grandniece. And it kind of blew up the whole story, and we knew that was a story we wanted to tell. Why do we know, why is Eugene O'Neill so famous and so well known? And Charles Gilpin is completely forgotten.
Yeah. Now, was the name Charles Gilpin familiar to you before you saw the script for the film?
Not at all. I mean, I only knew his name because of the play. I heard, you know, when my friend saw the play, my co-writer, that's when I realized who he was. And I just started diving into the research. And I realized that both of these men at the same moment in history, Eugene O'Neill and Charles Gilpin, were at the top of their game, and one couldn't have happened without the other, for sure. And then, but, you know, we don't know who Gilpin is. No one knows who he is. Yeah. Even when I say his name, people say, oh, Paul Robeson. No, it's Gilpin was the first.
Yeah, and so, Naiju, you didn't know about him either.
You know, I am ashamed. I did not know. I did not know. And it made me even more excited to get on board with this project. And the more I researched, the more I just was almost enraged that, you know, as a black actress, I had no idea who this man who was buried in an unmarked grave in the Bronx, where I'm from. I didn't know who he was. And we definitely weren't taught about him at Juilliard. So it's an important story. And I did not know, and I was mortified.
Now, known for breaking the rules of conventional theater, Eugene O'Neill insisted on casting a black actor in a lead role for his play, The Emperor Jones in the 1920s. Arthur, what do we know about O'Neill's motivations?
Well, at first I was thinking, I have to assume, because I'm a student of drama, it was completely honorable that this was the best way to, like, you know, make this role the best. But, you know, sometimes I think that O'Neill was pushing the envelope just to get noticed. And by, casting a black actor, it definitely, you know, at that time it would be noticed. And I don't really think he suspected, like, the success was immediate. I mean, O'Neill had never sold out shows before, and this show sold out almost every night. And, you know, O'Neill later said that the only actor that ever really brought a character fully to life was Charles Gilpin.
Now, Gilpin gets the part of Brutus, which he performs brilliantly, yet O'Neill and Gilpin have a falling out over the use of the N-word in the play. Gilpin objects to the liberal use of the racial slur in the play, and O'Neill is a stickler for actors performing their lines as written. He won't budge on removing the word from the play. And we have a clip from the film when Charles, played by Sean Parks, comes home incensed that O'Neill wants him to use the N-word. Let's give a listen.
Come on, sit down. Wearing out the floor ain't gonna solve your problem.
It's not my problem, it's his.
But it's his play. His ideas.
Well, what do you know about it? You don't get it.
Well, help me get it.
Actor has a character. Character has words, a way of speaking. If the words don't sound like the character, then the words are no good.
If the words are no good, then walk away. With your integrity intact.
I will not walk away from this.
Then find a way to walk around it. Do all the words your character... What's his name again?
Brutus. Brutus Jones.
Do all of Brutus's words sound bad?
No. Spelling's off here and there, but that's just him trying to get the sound right.
So all the words sound right, except that one word.
Yeah, exactly. We don't say it like they say it.
So how does Brutus say it?
Well, like a, what do you mean?
How does your character say it? Does he say it like you? Or like a white man? Maybe that's the point. Sounds like this Brutus fella has gotten himself some power. And what does he do with it? He acts like a white man.
Damn. You got something there. Brutus is a white man.
This isn't your yes ma'am moment. This is you, an actor, rising above the moment. Let us all see how any man can behave if he's not careful.
Now, Drew, how much were you able to learn about Florence before you started filming, and what are some of the other ways she supports Charles in his acting and later directing career?
You know, there's not much information I was able to find about her, other than they were married, but I couldn't really find, like, where she was originally from, and so I just, I did a lot of sort of piecing together, using my imagination, but also, thinking about the time period and the restrictions of that period. I did think it was extraordinary that she did support his career, to be an actor. To be an actor today, I still have a hard time getting some people on board. So if, I can only imagine in the 20s to support your husband who wants to be a Broadway actor.
You are wonderful in that scene. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Well, it's good writing. Good writing. Thank you.
And I think the acting has something to do with it. Yeah. So the Black Emperor of Broadway will have a local premiere in Provincetown at December 12th. And as many listeners may know, at least one of Gene O'Neill's was one of the founders of the Provincetown Players. Was the film partially shot on the Cape, Arthur?
It's funny you ask that because it was entirely shot in Provincetown.
Oh,
and,
it was.
People have a hard time when they see it believing that, but there's a lot of old buildings here and a lot of unique architecture that we took advantage of, and it was all shot here 2 years ago. Thank you.
Yeah. So, Nadja, the film is coming out at a time when our country is reckoning with our history of systemic racism and white privilege. Yeah. How do you think audiences, particularly white audience, will view the film in light of these renewed calls for racial equity?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I can say I'm hearing a lot of white folks talk about how they want to educate themselves more about the Black experience in this country. And I'm finding that a lot of Black people in this country are almost weary of teaching. You know what I mean? Like, just weary of explaining themselves and their experience and sort of wanting to point people in the right direction. And I think that this is a beautiful, wonderful tool to learn about a part of our history and learn about the plight of African Americans in this country. I mean, yes, it's through a very specific lens, but I think you know, if you just follow the story, you can't help but go, wow, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. My people have really had it hard in this country, and you really, I mean, you just fall in love with these characters, and so you can't help but want to root for them and see their humanity. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's about humanity. So I think the more we can begin to recognize each other's humanity, the better off we'll be.
Right. Arthur, what do you think the film can contribute to our ongoing conversations about racial injustice and white privilege?
To me, it comes down to, like, you know, words really have meaning, and sometimes they're meant to, you know, belittle or compartmentalize someone or a people. And they're so important how you talk about another race. And I don't think Eugene O'Neill was really sensitive to that. And it's still going on today. I mean, the conversation in the film about you'll say the words I say or you won't say them at all is still continuing today. It's still in our national conversation. And that was what's so, you know, fascinating about the story, that this could happen now easily. Mm-hmm. The same story. It was a huge education for me as a filmmaker to make a film like this, because, you know, I bring my own thoughts to it. And, like, it was unbelievable to see the depth and the pathos between Nyjah and Sean Parks talk about these issues. And I worked on the writing, you know, but they made the writing, you know, ring true.
The Black Emperor of Broadway was produced and directed by Arthur Egeli and premieres in Provincetown on September 12th. Nyjah Okoro, lead actress in the film, will be in town for the premiere. We'll post links with more information about the film and the Provincetown premiere at our website, capeandislands.org. Nyjah and Arthur, thanks for bringing us the story of Charles Gilpin and taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mindy.
This is a pleasure.
I love your show, Mindy.
Coming up after a break, we hear about some of the films offered at the Martha's Vineyard International Film Festival, available both on the big screen and to be streamed from home.